This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Hi, I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and these are the three biggest LA myths debunked. Now, even if you're already in LA or have no intention of moving to LA, this is good stuff. You need to hear about this because it's a little ridiculous, and I've heard some incredibly smart people, otherwise smart people, giving some horrific advice to creatives, particularly actors, and what it is that they need to do in order to be ready to live and work in LA. And it begins with things like immediately move to LA, pack up and go, get to LA right away because you're wasting time, you're not getting any younger, and bullshit like that. Look, there is plenty of work you can do wherever you are, and there's plenty of LA-based work that you have access to from wherever you are. We are in a new generation of uploading your footage for every audition through your own computer, through your own tools, or going down to a local facility and shooting with friends, shooting with professionals, shooting with a coach. Getting your material in front of the buyers in major markets is easier than it's ever been, and it's more and more common. No, that's not the way that all casting is done, but there are absolutely opportunities for you wherever you are because we are of a generation where more and more people are becoming open to the idea of looking at first auditions that have been submitted virtually. It's a fantastic time to be an actor no matter where you are, and you can immediately do research on the LA market from wherever you are and learn about the buyers that you're someday going to be connecting with in person and start to connect with them now. It's a fantastic time to be an actor. Second is join the union. Guys, I love the union. I do. Been a proud union member for over 20 years. Huge fan of the union. You betcha. Love, love, love. Love casting union projects. However, there is a good chunk of work before you are a union member that pays, that gets you experience on set, and that helps you build relationships, which are things that are far more valuable than that union membership if you get it too soon. Because one of the things that happens is the second you join the union, you shut yourself off from non-union work that could pay, that could build your credits, that could build your reel, that could build relationships that will help you down the line. So really be sure before you join the union that you're ready. I hear from so many actors who say, I joined the union too soon. I think I'm going to go FICOR, or I'm going to work off the card and hope nobody catches me. Don't be that. Don't be that. Once you join the union, be a member of the union and be a pro. Be someone who's ready to work in the pros. Absolutely, there's professional work that you can do before you join the union, and that's an awesome thing. There is so much work that you can do to build up your credits, to build up your reel, to build up your relationships, and to learn your way around a set before you join, and then you're competing with the highest tier of actors on every project. Now, of course, maybe you're going in for the one-liner, the two-liner, so you're not necessarily competing with name actors for that level work, of course. However, there's an existing talent pool at the union level that already has made fans out of the casting directors who work on those projects. So you really are going uphill hard once you enter that category. So it shouldn't be the first thing you do. And when I hear otherwise, very smart people in this industry tell actors, hurry up and join the union, I worry that they're helping create bitter actors. And bitterness is wholly uncastable. We'll get to that in another vid. Finally, and this one is probably my favorite. There's some bullshit out there about you better hurry up and get an agent. I got an email just today from an actor saying, I've got everything all set, all my training, I've got my resume, I've got my reel, I'm in fantastic shape, I self-submit, all I need now is an agent. Guys, the thing an agent looks for more than anything else in an actor when they're determining if they want to sign that actor to their roster is dollar signs. Don't hate them for that. That's absolutely their job. Agents and managers work on commission, which means they only get paid when you do. And otherwise, they're working for free. They're working on spec. They're assuming that they're going to be making money off you down the line, so they're putting in a lot of work on your behalf before they're getting paid. So don't hate them, because what motivates them to sign an actor is the concept that, oh yeah, I see that I'm going to make money off this actor. I saw something in the breakdowns just the other day that made me think this actor would be a good person to sign. Talent, absolutely, you got to have that, of course. But having that agent in your corner pitching for you, having that manager who's willing to pick up the phone and suggest, would you consider seeing my client? These are fantastic tools when you're ready. But before you're at a point in your career where an agent or manager sees money and money coming soon by having you on their roster, you actually don't benefit yourself by signing with the kind of agent or manager who would take you on before there's money to be made. There are a lot of agents and managers out there who take on beginning actors and tell them, go get new headshots and you need to go to this specific photographer, or you need coaching, so go to this specific coach. Sometimes there's a kickback going on. A lot of times there's not. It's just they'll sign you and then say you need to keep working on this before we can start sending you out. And so why waste time feeling like you are on a roster and have someone out there pitching for you when what you're actually doing is being signed and shelved? Because if you're being signed and then shelved, you have this false sense of confidence that you've got someone out there pitching for you, and then 6 months later you say, my agent never gets me out. And then you're pissed. You wasted another pilot season. You have to now go through the process of again trying to find an agent or manager to sign you, and then they want to talk with you about, what was your last relationship like with an agent or manager? And you say, I don't think he remembered I existed. That is not going to instill confidence in anyone. There is so much work that you can get for yourself just through the channels that are out there for doing research on what is casting, getting yourself out through Actors Access, through Backstage, all the places where you can self-submit, casting networks. There are so many places where you can put up your own footage, where you can submit your own headshot and resume and be in the mix on projects that you need to have access to at the beginning of your career. Absolutely, there's going to come a time when the only thing standing between you and the next tier is an agent or manager to help make some calls and help get you into rooms that you can't get into on your own. But in the era of self-submitting and getting seen, creating a fan base by putting up your own work that you've produced to show the buyers, this is what I do best, getting out in front of people at workshops and networking events and all the opportunities that currently exist for actors, signing with an agent or manager too soon can put you in a tier that you're not ready to compete at this point. So I would rather help you enter the game higher by having you do a whole lot of work and research on where it is you need to map out the first relationship, because it may not be the agent that you could get today. So those are the three biggest myths that I would like to dispel today. I will have more training coming up for you soon. I am so excited to roll out the series for you guys. I hope you've enjoyed this. Please feel free to pass it along. The comments are open below. I would love to hear from you, and any thoughts that you want to share, you know, debate with me. I will come and chat with you here in these comments, because I want to know what you think about what I've said. And I also want to know what your experiences have been wherever you are in the world. Don't feel like you have to have reached a certain tier before you share your experiences with others. Everybody has something fantastic to share about their journey as a creative, and that's what I love about this business. We're all in this together, and we are a stronger Hollywood, wherever you are geographically, when we share our toys. So I look forward to hearing more from you, and of course you'll hear more from me if you're on the mailing list at BonnieGillespie.com, because we have more goodies rolling out to mailing list members only if you check the box for online learning. Otherwise, I'll just be back at you on the Bon Blasts. Yay, those are fun too. Can't wait to spend more time with you. Let's jam. What you got going on? Mwah. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating!